Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities November Monthly Podcast. Most government bonds posted negative returns in November, with U.S. rates moving higher on broad-based optimism over U.S. growth, positive Brexit developments, and indications that a Phase 1 deal between the U.S. and China might take place before year-end. Global economic data showed signs of improvement, most notably in Germany, where a positive third-quarter GDP signified the avoidance of a technical recession. In the UK, the Bank of England kept rates on hold. However, two members voted to cut the bank rate. UK general election polls continue to suggest a Conservative majority government. The ongoing anti-government protests in Hong Kong escalated, and several Latin American countries faced their own bouts of political and civil unrest. In Colombia, protests erupted against the current government, while protests in Chile continued from October, stoking contagion fears across the region. In Europe, Italian political concerns resurfaced ahead of regional elections in early 2020. Spread sectors outperformed, with high-yield corporate bonds leading the way. The U.S. dollar posted mixed returns, but outperformed the majority of developed market currencies. In terms of November performance, duration and curve positioning was positive on the month, mainly as a result of short German, UK, and Japanese duration, which offset overall long U.S. duration. Investment-grade credit and high yield also added to performance from financials, consumer non-cyclicals, and CDX exposures. Emerging market foreign exchange was the most significant detractor from performance, mainly due to long Brazilian and Mexican exposures, as both these currencies weakened versus the U.S. dollar. EM debt was also negative, mainly from Mexican rate exposure. A long peripheral European position was also a modest detractor, as 10-year Italian Treasury rates rose 31 basis points. So for the outlook going forward, while downside risks have risen this year, we believe global growth should prove to be resilient. We're encouraged by the ongoing strength of the consumer and the enormous amount of monetary stimulus supplied by both developed and emerging central banks. The combined weight of these two forces should truncate downside growth risks into 2020. Our estimate for U.S. growth next year is 2 to 2.25%. We're encouraged by the recent rebound in consumer spending and a tentative improvement in manufacturing data. We see nothing in Federal Reserve policy or in ongoing growth rates that would suggest inflation will spike over the next 6 to 12 months. For the Eurozone, we expect growth to be around 1% this year and next. While there are many downside risks, and some countries might be at the brink of a technical recession, we feel the market has become too pessimistic, and we look for growth to recover modestly next year. In Japan, we expect the Bank of Japan to maintain its accommodative monetary policy for some time to come to meet its 2% inflation goal. So that concludes our podcast for November. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.